There's a lot of things forthcoming, and the body of Christ is not ready to receive them yet. I have been purifying, but there are those who will not be purified. I have been speaking, but there are those that have dull ears and are not hearing what thus saith the Lord. I have called and I have called and I have called. I've called you to repentance over and over and over again. But you mock me and you laugh me to scorn and you think that you will not pay the price. But you will pay the ultimate price, and the ultimate price is death. And you will know in the end that I am God, and you will know with surety of heart that what I have spoken is the truth. And you will also be weeping and crying and have gnashing of teeth, but it will be too late. For I have surely spoken to you in the past, and I have surely spoken you to you even to this day, and you still are not desiring to change your heart or your ways. You are still desiring to cling on to the old ways and the old habits and the old things. Now, I'm not going to call you again. I'm not going to speak to you about this again, because I have a lost and a dying world out there that want to be saved. They want to hear. They want to feel the love that you are rejecting. And this is where I'm going. I'm going out into the highways, into the byways, and I am compelling them to come into the house of God. And by compelling, I am saying that my love will be poured out on them, and they will rush to the house of God, and they will do the mighty works that you would not do. I am taking your mantles from you this night, and I am passing them on to those who are out on the streets already, and they are still not yet saved. But I will save them, and I will bring them into the house, and they will be my preachers. They will be my prophets of the hour, and they will have fly on eagle's wings, and they shall know that I am the Lord thy God. I have spoken, and so shall it be. It is in stone, and it cannot be erased. Thank you, Father.